Test 74, Section 2, Question 16. Here we're looking for the response and what's flawed about it or how it's vulnerable. So the debater says, as a pedagogical practice, lecturing embodies hierarchy, lecturer is superior, but people learn best from peer interaction, Thus, the hierarchy in lecturing is a great weakness, so the hierarchy is a weakness. And we're only kind of concerned with the debater. We want to know why is the respondent giving a flawed argument. And says, by definition, all teaching and learning are hierarchical. For all teaching and learning must proceed from simple to complex. In teaching math, for example, arithmetic must precede calculus. Thus, the hierarchy is its strength. And the thing here is that this one really doesn't really address what the debater was saying. The debater was saying that the hierarchy is in one person being above another, and the respondent is talking about the order in which ideas are presented. And so it's a completely different definition of the word hierarchy that the respondent is using or kind of referring to here. So that's kind of that's what we have as far as our flaw. So concedes one of the major assumptions. That's not the flaw. It doesn't really concede one of the assumptions. It does concede the assumption that lecturing is hierarchical, but that's not the flaw. Takes for granted that teaching methods that are effective in math are also effective in others. It's actually not. It's only talking about, it says, you know, like, for example, in math, it has this, but it's not saying that, therefore, all things are like math, because it says that all teaching is hierarchical because it has to proceed from, and then math is simply an example. Fails to consider the possibility of some characteristics of lecturing other than hierarchy or weaknesses. We don't have to consider anything about other characteristics. The conclusion is only about hierarchy. Applies a key concept to a different aspect of education than the aspect to which the debater applied it. Yes, that's kind of what we said, so that seems pretty good. And then E, takes for granted that the conceptual structure of math is sufficiently representative of the conceptual structure of at least some other disciplines. The thing there is it's just using math as an example, and it doesn't have to assume that the problem here isn't that it's assuming that the conceptual structure of math is the same. And so, therefore, answer choice D is going to be our best one.